There's a battle surrounding the Ten Commandments in the schools lately, even in the conservative state of Louisiana. For example, just recently, Fox News reports, quote, a federal appeals court cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms, lifting a lower court block and reigniting debate over religion in public education, end quote. Judge Darrell White, retired from the state of Louisiana, or mostly retired, said Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law follows the fine tradition of the majestic judicial oath, 28 U.S.C. 453, that dates back to 1789 and necessarily concludes, so help me God. Every justice of the United States Supreme Court has taken that oath before God, end quote. That's from Darrell White. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Judge Darrell White back to the program. Darrell, it's good to have you back on the program.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, Jerry.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so let's start by asking you for a kind of a global view on the Ten Commandments. What would you say to the secularists or the ACLU types who say, hey, the Ten Commandments have no place in American education. They certainly shouldn't be seen by school children. That's a violation of the Establishment Clause, they would say.
Well, you have to have rules to have an orderly society. And a good argument can be made that our society, our Western civilization, is based on the Ten Commandments. I will be a judge tomorrow. I will administer an oath to witnesses in the courtroom. And that oath, which is sacramental, if it doesn't happen, then the testimony is null and void. It has to be administered in a form calculated, and here's the language from the statute, calculated to awaken the witness's conscience and impress upon the witness's mind the duty to tell the truth. So I will say, I will ask them to raise their right hand, and I'll administer this oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you give in the case now in hearing shall be the truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God. And unless I get a positive answer from that question, we cannot go further. And perjury, which is false swearing, is a felony in Louisiana, and I think most states as well. Punishable by imprisonment, long terms of imprisonment. So telling the truth-telling and not stealing or killing and some of the other commandments are very deeply embedded and rooted in Western civilization. A lot of people have a superficial knowledge of the 1980 case called Stone versus Graham, which was a shameful decision. It was decided when we still had hostages in Iran. Ronald Reagan had been elected, and the Supreme Court of the United States waived the necessity for briefs and oral argument. And they just simply, by fiat, came out with this case that was, it struck down a Kentucky Supreme Court ruling and a lower court, state court ruling, that called for the posting of the Ten Commandments in the Kentucky schools with a statement on the bottom of those Ten Commandments. It says, here's what the statement read. The secular application of the Ten Commandments is clearly seen in its adoption as the fundamental legal code of Western civilization and of the common law of the United States. That's a historically accurate statement. William Rehnquist wrote a masterful written dissent, and he accused the five justices who issued this per curiam opinion. They didn't even sign their names to it. He called their ruling cavalier for what they did in waiving the necessity for briefs and oral argument in particular. But there were three other written dissents. So we know it was a 5-4 decision, even though it was per curiam, meaning by the court. And in that ruling, The five in the majority wrote this. This is enough to give you indigestion, but here's what they wrote. If the, quote, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read them, to meditate upon them, to venerate and perhaps obey them, period. However desirable this may be as a matter of private devotion, this is not a permissible state objective under the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution. Our founders would be aghast at that, and they should have been impeached, I think, but they weren't. We moved on. In fact, most people at that particular point in history, they wanted to know who shot JR in the climactic episode of Dallas. But I say again, we had hostages in Iran, and many people were exultant that Ronald Reagan had gotten elected. But that's the precedent, the so-called precedent that those who oppose the Ten Commandments would like to haul out.
Well, let me jump in here, if I may, because earlier you were saying that when we have oaths taken in courts, there's a God factor to it. Listen to this quote. Now, you know this really well. When George Washington retired, he sent a message, a farewell address to all the major newspapers. This was the parting shots of our founding father. And one of the things he said is, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And he goes on to say, let it simply be asked, where is the security for property? Oh, thou shalt not steal. Where is the security for reputation? Thou shalt not lie. There, for life, thou shalt not murder. If the sense of religious obligation desert the oaths, which are the instruments of investigation in courts of justice, and let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. Sounds like George Washington agrees with you and not with those judges that would say, hey, take down those Ten Commandments. They have no place in the school.
Well, we would do well to repent and hearken back to the liberties that came from God via our courageous founders. So that was very well said. And Daniel Webster, who was he was maybe a generation later. He was born in 1782, a leading American statesman during the nation's antebellum period. He declared the gospel is either true history or it is a consummate fraud. It is either a reality or an imposition. Christ was either who he professed to be or he was an imposter. There is no alternative. And each one of us, per the authority of the Bible in Hebrews 9:27, has a day when we're going to appear before that Creator and give an account. For it's given to all men once to die and then the judgment. So Anthony Kennedy said a mouthful when he wrote. He said this in an interview, and then he wrote it in his recently published memoir, Life, Law, and Liberty. Quote, we are judged by what we write. We are judged by what we write. Well, those judges are going to be judged by what they write. And it's either fear of man or fear of God. That's the dividing line. And let's be on the fear of God side of it, Jerry.
So, Daryl, let's talk about the Louisiana law specifically. What was it that a lower court said that, no, this is not pass constitutional muster?
The lower court, the trial level court, quoted from the 1980 Supreme Court 5-4 per curiam decision of Stone versus Graham that struck down a Kentucky law that called for the posting.
Right, which we talked about earlier. So you're saying that basically because the Supreme Court, when they weighed in 1980, that still stands for now in our day.
That is what the district, the trial court judge ruled. That is what a three-court panel of the Federal Fifth Circuit ruled. But most recently, that is last Friday, February 20th, an en banc panel of the federal Fifth Circuit.
For us non-lawyers, please explain what that means. In other words, everybody weighed in?
Is ENBANC. That means I think there are 21 of those judges, and all but I believe five of them decided to dissolve the preliminary injunction that restricted the implementation of the Ten Commandments law. So it is from what I understand, and from I believe Liz Merle, Louisiana's Attorney General, has issued guidance. It's wide open for school districts to follow the law and put up those posters in the school with context. A number of agencies, including Louisiana Family Forum, with which I have a relationship, have published posters, and so I'm expecting that they will soon go up. Now, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal mentioned that there's a concept in the law called as applied that. There may be challenges down the road to some of these posters as they go up. But as of now, it's a law that's been passed and is expected to be followed. And we'll see what the future holds. Wouldn't it be amazing, though, if Donald John Trump decided to take a look at Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which provides for exceptions, E-X-C-E-P-T-I-O-N-S, exceptions to the jurisdiction of the federal courts, and carve out an exception to the jurisdiction of the federal courts to rule on cases, and here would be the operative language under the Constitution Restoration Act, the acknowledgement of God as the sovereign source of law, liberty, and government. In other words, that the federal courts simply do not have jurisdiction over God. So let us be in prayer in the days ahead that God's not going to be mocked. There are only four scriptures where God laughs, and every one of them is in derision of man's puny plans to thwart the move of a holy God. So these federal judges, all of whom necessarily took an oath that ended God, so help me God. That's the judicial oath that goes all the way back to 1789. It was 1787 for the Constitution's enactment. And the Constitution, interestingly, in Article 6 concludes by saying, prescribing the requirement for an oath for office holders, executive, legislative, and judicial, but it concludes by saying there shall no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to hold office or public trust under the United States. But nevertheless, 2 years later, they prescribed the oath when they created the inferior federal judges or federal court system and mandated this judicial oath that has endured over time. And so there is a Supreme Court decision that goes back to the early 1950s in which a majority of the Supreme Court ruled thusly. We are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. And anyone familiar with the Declaration of Independence knows that there are four references in the Declaration to divinity and to our Creator.
All right, we are basically out of time. Thank you so much, Judge Darrell White, ajatoday.com. You're absolutely right. 250th anniversary of America, we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, which says our rights come from the Creator, and therefore, why should God be disallowed in the schools? Thank you, sir. All the best.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.